This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast to my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody, and I mean everybody, that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us to start out hour number two, we have the professor of politics in California, IA, Kyle Warren.
Hello, Captain. Hello, everybody.
Well, it's 55 degrees. It's not that chilly out there. There's no wind. And I guess they're not doing bad. So there you go. And there they go.
All right.
Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize our two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, just to cap off some of what we said in the first hour, the World Health Association is going to meet regarding this coronavirus variant. Now, what is this called? Omicron?
Yeah, it's called Omicron.
Omicron.
Its designation is B11529.
All right. Well, they're going to be talking about that and what may or may not be done by the World Health Organization on the rise in South Africa right now. And the U.S., of course, in turn, restricted travel from 8 African countries. Meanwhile, the United Kingdom banned flights from 6 African countries. And Israel even reported that they had their first case, correct?
That's right, yep.
Now, stocks also tanked on fears of the COVID variant. The Dow's dropped 1,000 points. And then on top of everything else, a gang of organized looters looted Chicago stores before the Black Friday shoppers got a chance to get in the stores.
Yeah, this is happening at a alarming rate, Captain. It sure is. This is happening in high-end malls. It's something that I think, in many respects, is of great concern to shoppers who just didn't want to go out and go shopping for Christmas gifts.
Well, those that went out and went shopping yesterday for Christmas gifts, and it was very busy down here by me, but then again, why wouldn't it be? Bidenflation has set in. Black Friday meant that shoppers were expected to pay up to 17% more for toys, clothing, TVs, and other gifts, and I'm sure they did.
Well, they certainly did, and that is also if they can find some of the electronics that they wanted to find, The chip shortages and obviously the major backups to the ports and so forth are going to have an impact on maybe you trying to find your favorite electronic gadget this Christmas season.
Well, don't worry. Joel will take care of it.
He'll take care of it. Well, Captain, another alarming development happened here in Southern California in a town called Lakewood, which is south of Los Angeles. About 7:45 p.m., there were about eight or nine young men entered the Home Depot there, they stole, get this, they stole sledgehammers, crowbars, and wrenches and other tools before running outside to waiting getaway cars.
Gee, those are called burglary tools.
That's exactly what those are, and obviously that means that they're gathering their equipment to do more smash and grabs, let's say. We know that, in fact, in Beverly Hills, they weren't able to really smash the windows at Saks Fifth Avenue and the other Louis Vuitton store, I believe. Obviously, maybe they think they need a bigger hammer, so they got a sledgehammer now, basically. So this is very concerning because this is happening more brazenly and more shoppers, just people out in public. I think they're being put at risk by this kind of behavior.
Well, maybe China will help us out because the China regulator currently is in talks with the U.S. to prevent delisting of those Chinese firms we heard were going to be delisted for to do business in the United States.
Right. Well, yeah, you never know. You never know. But this is, again, what we're seeing happening in these different places. It's escalating. Obviously, sometimes you're finding that they're armed, but also, Captain, the fact that they have a very highly organized mode of operation, that they have getaway cars, the proverbial getaway car is waiting for them. This is a far-reaching conspiracy among these individuals.
You know, we talked about, of course, the shoppers being out on Black Friday and all that stuff. And I don't know how they get these numbers this quickly. But here's what was reported. 108 million shoppers were out on Black Friday to buy stuff. And of that 108 million, 64% made a purchase while in the stores.
Well, very interesting. People are looking to start up the holiday shopping season. Yep.
Okay, hold that thought because we're going to go do a little holiday shopping ourselves here. Let our let our stations tell you who it is that's advertising on the program and go from there. And in the meantime, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and don't forget, Mr. Mark Walters will have the Monster Cast Sunday night on many of these same stations. Armed American Radio comes on the air at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, so hopefully you'll be able to catch that. Now, this portion of the program here is brought to you by MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell and Company, and you can go to their website, MyPillow.com, and take a look at everything he's got there, and all the different items he has listed there for sale has got a tag on it that says, here's the price with your promo code. Okay, the promo code is always going to be the word captain. The word captain. Very simple. Now, if you want to save more money, you want to get into the radio listeners specials page. You just double-click on that when you see it. You go in, and you'll have at least two dozen or more items there that are marked even lower than what's on the homepage. And you'll be able to, once again, save and get that reduced price by using the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, don't forget, if you don't want to get your information on the Internet, and many people don't, you can call them up on the phone, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Call them up on the phone. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. You get a live person. They'll answer all your questions. You can place your order right there. So, again, that's MyPillow.com. Promo code CAPTAIN. Phone number 800-641-5459. And they've got plenty of stuff. Plenty of stuff for Christmas, and you'll get it in time. Go over there and check it out. You'll be glad you did. All right, Kyle Warner, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, Chicago, a place that needs no introduction to most people, right?
Right.
And by the way, the Bears won a football game on Thanksgiving Day. How about that?
Very cool.
Yeah, unbelievable. I know a good friend of mine, Ken, is happy about that one. Now, Chicago's mayor's administration agreed to pay $100,000 to settle a whistleblower's claims by former treasurer employers who worked for the city of Chicago that were blowing a whistle on something that the mayor was doing that wasn't right.
Well, that's right. And so they
got fired, too.
They got fired. So they, of course, were saying that they were improperly let go. They did, evidently the settlement there. Each of the whistleblowers gets $41,000. Their attorney gets $18,000, according to what's been revealed so far. Of course, we don't know exactly what it was that, what the allegations were that they were making. But this evidently has been settled. So, you know, it was something that obviously was not on the up and up.
Now, we had a shooting tonight at a mall near Durham, North Carolina. It was a South Point shopping mall. Apparently, three people were shot. One was a child, and one person has been apprehended and is in custody right now. But here we go again with the nonsense that goes around near the malls at Christmas time.
That's true, and the child that was shot, we understand, is 10 years old, Captain.
Yeah.
And evidently was injured by what's being described as a ricochet that that happened at mm-hmm. that time. Obviously, this is very disconcerting, very concerning about a lot of people still going out to shopping malls for Black Friday and on through the Christmas season.
And police are definitely scattered around the different shopping malls around the country. This is something they do at Christmas time. You see the horses, the horseback police officers riding around the parking lots and whatnot because they have better vision. They can see what's going on with the cars. You'll see the elevated platforms where they've got like a little observation deck that they put in the parking lots where they can watch what's going on too. And then they've got uniformed and off-duty detectives and whatnot working inside. But it's a sign of the times, and the police, of course, are bracing for the spread of whatever and however whatever takes place at these malls.
Well, that's exactly right. In fact, in the city of Los Angeles, late on Friday, the LAPD went on citywide tactical alert after these flash mob robberies.
And that's such a shame.
It is really a shame. You know, we're seeing more and more of these things happen. I believe there was a Best Buy in Minnesota. 20 to 30 people came in began to steal what they could, basically. So this is not just a trend. This is a very serious criminal offense that's happening. And if you're a shopper out shopping, I mean, suddenly, you know, I hate to say, you know, something like this evidently can occur. It doesn't look like it matters where you are in the country or what kind of store you're in.
No, and again, that's a terrible thing because, you know, the parents are usually out there with the children and whatnot, and it's a family outing. You know, they go there. They have a lot of different things in the malls for entertainment and whatnot. And to have somebody come in there and just absolutely wreak havoc on everybody, it's just not right.
No, it's not right. But we do understand, Captain, for example, I believe they are beginning in some of these areas to actually arrest some suspects, that is a very, very good thing.
Well, if they can catch them.
Well, of course, that's right. Or they can find them even after the fact. But basically, you know, it's also, Captain, it's very disruptive. It's not just, I think, about getting the merchandise, but it actually disrupts society.
Now, have you been hearing the same thing I've been hearing about who some of these people may be?
Well, we do know this. We do know that at least in the case of the Home Depot here in Southern California, it looks like they were wearing black sweatshirts with hoodies.
Yeah, and who does that?
Well, Antifa does that.
Yeah, and they were
for one thing.
Yeah, and this is where I was going with all this. They think that this is Antifa, and they found a new way to get out there and just grab stuff for the sake of grabbing it.
Well, right, and certainly while T sweatshirt and hoodie might be standard fare for a common criminal, but this is exactly why it looks like this also has an effect on people going out to the mall or people going out to the store or people going out doing anything, and it is very disruptive, and especially, Captain, when they're stealing things from the Home Depot that would obviously be of great use if you want to smash windows or break in somewhere else or do other damage.
Well, like I described when you said crowbars and the wrenches and this, that, and the other, those are burglary tools.
Well, that's right. In fact, another report I just saw mentions bolt cutters.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so they're being very specific.
That's so they can cut the locks off the doors in the containers, because a lot of these stores at this time of the year, and I'm not saying any trade secret, but a lot of these stores at this time of the year have got trailers with stuff in them that are around behind the stores, and they go in and out, and they stock things in there, and they keep their shelves stocked with whatever's in the trailers.
Right. It would be a very different story if we heard about people running into the Home Depot and trying to steal sprinkler heads or something like that. It would have an entirely different connotation to it. But this is alarming on so many different levels.
Well, why do that? Then you'd have to screw them in.
That would
require a little labor on their part.
That's right. That's exactly right. But again, I think the police are not necessarily baffled by this, but they certainly are taking this very seriously. And especially, Captain, here in Southern California, where everything's supposed to be pretty hunky-dory, and now we're on citywide tactical alert in the city of Los Angeles because of this.
Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, you've got Portland, Oregon, which just doesn't seem to want to come under any type of control. You've got Seattle, where they're definitely short of police. And, oh, by the way, many of these blue cities right now are saying, hey, we want the police back.
That's exactly right, because this is something that can't be hidden away. The rhetoric of defund the police was very, very damaging. But it's like the picture is worth a thousand words. What we're seeing, the reality of the situation, that's worth thousands and thousands of words. And people see the reality of it, and then they understand, okay, well, we really can't go down that road, or whoever wanted to go down that road really was being played for a fool by this rhetoric.
Wow. That's not good.
No, it's not good. The only good thing that could come out of it is that the next time someone says defund the police and this kind of stuff, that it's not heeded.
Mm. Well, by the way, here's the defund failure. 88% of black Marylanders polled want police budgets increased.
Very interesting.
That's Maryland.
Well, because we're supposed to keep the peace, protect the innocent. That's what we're supposed to do in our country.
Yep. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, on a weekend edition, Saturday morning, live where I'm broadcasting from in Tampa, Florida. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Leaders of many countries are concerned about the new COVID variant from South Africa. It's called Omicron. Experts are still learning about it, like Dr. Susan Hopkins, chief medical advisor at the UK Health Security Agency.
This situation is rapidly evolving and changing. We didn't know this variant existed less than a week ago.
South African epidemiologist Dr. Richard Lussels.
That's what concerns us, that those people that have recently been infected with the Delta variant and have some immunity, that immunity may not protect them as well against this new variant.
Dr. Shi Za, dean of the Brown University School of Public Health.
We're going to have some preliminary data on how well our vaccines are holding up by early to mid next week.
Concerns about the variant have led to the U.S., Canada, and the EU to ban travel from South Africa. This is USA Radio News.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. Versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. Versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgun.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch. President Trump is often seen as a wise individual. Hopefully, that is the case in the coming days. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Recently, drug maker Pfizer Corporation asked the FDA to allow them to not reveal the contents of their Corona China virus shots for 55 years. Gee, I wonder why. Also, Dr. Scott Atlas recently revealed that both Dr. Fauci and Dr. Scarflady Burks are grossly incompetent. So I advise President Trump to hurry up and get in front of the vaccination issue. Dr. Atlas has noted that if Trump was not part of the Fauci and Burks cover-up concerning the alleged harmful effects of the jab, he had better hurry up and explain his ignorance and dependence upon those who presented themselves as experts who convinced him and others to take the jab. To his credit, I remember President Trump catching grief for not supporting vaccine mandates and urging people to take alternative treatments like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Also, don't miss the Ron Edwards American Experience, 3 p.m. Eastern Time daily via theronedwards.com. I'm Ron Edwards.
Alrighty, and that's Ron Edwards, and his Edwards Notebook for the weekend. By the way, don't forget, Constitutional Grounds brings you that, and you can go over to Ron Edwards' website, theronedwards.com, go to the Constitutional Grounds display that's right there, and you can take a look at the coffee that's there, and if you want to purchase some, and I strongly suggest it, because I've got some in my cup right here right now, you use the promo code RE20, you'll get a 20% discount. And that's Constitutional Grounds coffee, the coffee you want in your cup. And, oh, by the way, here we go. Oh, that's delicious. Delicious. Constitutional Grounds coffee. Find it at theronedwards.com. Kyle, did you get that coffee yet?
No, I haven't had a chance to, but I see, I believe they also have the pods.
Yeah.
As well.
Yep.
And that's pretty great.
Yep. They do, and it's all good stuff. Okay, going back to where we left off, Vice President Kamala Harris, her appearances seem to be punctuated by a series of gaffes, awkward moments, as her polls continue to plunge. Poor Kamala.
Poor Kamala is right. You know, Captain, I think she's missed the plane here, missed the boat, missed the train, missed it all.
Missed it all.
Yeah, because quite frankly, now some of her supporters or some of those who are, you know, sort of trying to run blocker for her might be saying things like, well, she was given impossible jobs, or she was set up to fail, or this kind of thing, or actually I think it wasn't set up to succeed. But Captain, you know, being Vice President of the United States, you should be able to be given a job, whatever it is, take command of it, and do your absolute level best. Let the chips fall where they may, and let the American people see what a great leader you are. In fact, what we call upon our presidents and vice presidents to do many times involves the impossible. That goes with the job. That's the definition if you want to lead this country. And so at the very least, and I'm not saying that every impossible job can ever be done and this kind of thing. I'm not trying to set up an impossible standard. But people expect you to get in there and really go to work. And she didn't do it.
All she had to do was one simple thing, which the Biden administration is now doing because the Supreme Court said they had to. And that was to have the refugees remain in place in Mexico until their cases were heard and they were either allowed in or they were told you got to go back.
Well, exactly.
That's all she had to do.
Well, but her particular brand of politician is really much more of the machine brand of politician. And, you know, Captain, and unfortunately that's all too common. What's really rare is a leader who understands that you've got to get in there, you've got to make some hard decisions, you've got to make sometimes some very controversial decisions. And had she done that, doing exactly what you're talking about, she might have been vilified by certain news networks or people on the left and so forth, but it would have been seen by a majority of the American people as the right thing to do.
Before we start talking about Joe Biden again, China's human rights record is under extreme scrutiny right now ahead of the Beijing Winter Olympics, as many countries are bailing out of the Winter Olympics.
Well, Captain, when we take a look at what's happening, for example, just, you know, we've heard so much talk about the Uyghurs in China, which is a Muslim sect, if I'm not mistaken.
They are.
Yes, and the mistreatment that has been happening. We know that China, and the Chinese government, that is, it is very anti-church, for example, in China. And this is these kinds of things and all these stories that we hear, and so much of it, of course, is backed up. It does beg the question, how much more support, quote-unquote, can the world, different countries of the world, give to China, and not feel like it's somewhat complicit in it.
Now, the Energy Secretary Grantham from Michigan, the former governor of Michigan, and the Biden administration made a joint statement yesterday, joint announcement. They said that the Biden administration was setting out to overhaul oil and gas leasing reform, but they stopped short of banning it altogether.
Right.
They can't ban it.
Well, they can't ban it, but at the same time, they really don't even know what they're talking about when it comes to energy.
Well, she doesn't.
Well, she really doesn't. She didn't even know, Captain, how many barrels of oil
were used today.
Were used today for the United States.
That is a basic question and a basic answer that you should have right there available, period.
Right, because, well, what is she the Secretary of Energy of? She can't simply, simply have some kind of weird job description as to change us over to electric or something like that. She's got to understand how the cogs in the machine work. And when one of them, it flies off the handle, basically, you've got to be able to put it back where it's supposed to be so that people can do their jobs and the economy doesn't go into a tailspin the way that we're seeing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's dereliction of duty, I hate to say, but that's what it is.
Yeah. Now, the Biden administration says that all options are on the table now on how we respond to Russia's large and dangerous military presence along the Ukrainian border. All options are on the table. Okay.
Well, that's a standard issue kind of phraseology. But in this case, Captain, I mean, do you really think that it means that Biden would go to the extreme against Russia?
No.
Yeah, of course not.
Or China.
Or China, exactly. So in other words, the options may simply be, and trying interject a little bit of humor here, the options may be, how do we explain away why we're not doing anything when these terrible things happen?
They'd wave a red, white, and blue hanky.
I guess so.
All right. Senator Joe Manchin is continuing to stand up to the president. Kudos to him for that. But he's got a lot more fodder behind him now than what he had before, because he is going to force President Joe Biden to trim his upcoming Build Back Better bill or not get it passed at all because of that poll that Joe Manchin is standing by from the people in the state of West Virginia that said, we don't want this legislation. It's way too much money. Don't vote for it.
That's exactly right. And, Captain, you know, all the people listening to this program right now, wherever state they're in, wherever they're at, they can let their senator know that they don't like this either.
You bet.
And they can call 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. And stand with Joe Manchin.
Yes. And stand with America.
Stand with America, exactly right. Well, but Manchin, he's now the tip of the spear here in many ways on this. And the more political cover, the poll that you just mentioned, that gives him the political cover to say, nope, not going to do it. This isn't going to happen. And others need similar political cover.
That's it, exactly. Okay, I hear the music coming up. That means we're going to be right back. You hang on, Kyle. We're going to be right back with more. And our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, take a look at the weather, see what's happened to the snow and the cold temperatures. Well, the cold temperatures aren't going anywhere. They're still going to be there. So bundle up if you're in the South. The people in the South, some of them aren't used to this. And I saw a guy walking around yesterday. He had three coats on. He had a T-shirt and three coats on, all like light golf coats. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
I don't want to get up, baby, let's turn off the phone. I don't want to go to work today or even put my makeup on. I got better things to do than my to-do list anyway. Hide under the covers and waste away the day. Let's just lay here and be lazy, baby, drive me crazy. All I want to do. Ooh,
Sugar Land, All I Want to Do. And were you doo-hoo-hooing there, Kyle?
I sure was.
That's a cute song.
I do. I love Sugar Land. I think they're good.
That's a cute song, and that's a cute video they had there. All righty, well, take it away. Tell me what's going on out west.
All right, folks. We're continuing to see some rain in the American Southwest right now, and this is going to be around Las Cruces, New Mexico. Should be clearing out as we get into Saturday and Sunday, but along I-10 right now, just west of Las Cruces, you're going to be encountering that rain right now, and then also a little bit south of Carlsbad as well in New Mexico. Now, story changes into more rain for the Pacific Northwest. That's going to be there throughout the weekend. We've got two more atmospheric rivers to come through this weekend, and then, of course, also on Monday. That's going to keep the rain coming in into next week, and also that means that there could be some flooding as well, and as these rivers around there begin to get to flood stage again, that's going to be the Nooksack and Skagit Rivers, so you want to be aware of that. Flood watch is continuing all around Seattle as we move through the weekend. Also, the Pacific Northwest down through Portland, as well as Eugene and so forth, we're still going to see some rain, maybe a little bit less rain than we're going to be seeing in the Seattle area. So be careful of that. And looks like for the rest of the West, Captain, with the exception of we've got some high wind warnings up in northern Montana and Falls and so forth. We've also got a hard freeze warning. This is going to be north of Los Angeles in an area called Lancaster along Highway 14.
Know where it is.
Yeah, south of Edwards Air Force Base.
Yep.
We've got that there. And I have good news to report. The big Santa Ana winds have finally died down now in Southern California, so we get to start picking up the pieces.
All righty. Well, I got some bad news from Michigan. It's probably snowing where LJ's at right now. She said it was 21 degrees when we were talking about temperatures and whatnot. But we've got snow all the way across Michigan right now, just north of 94, Battle Creek all the way over to Detroit and a little bit north of Detroit and then all the way up there towards the northwestern corner in the lower peninsula of Michigan. That's where the snow is at the moment. Then the snow staying up to the north. Upstate New York is right smack dab in the middle of the Adirondacks, as well as from Watertown up to the Thousand Island Bridge. And then you've got Vermont, you've got the northern part of New Hampshire, you've got the northern part of Maine, and the northeastern corner of Maine, all the way from the Atlantic Ocean on up to Nova Scotia, where it is snowing. You got a winter storm up there and way up towards the top, about a 50-mile stretch where there's a winter storm warning up there. And we do have the winds still, gale warning from Nova Scotia, Canada, right down through Maine, around New Hampshire, around Massachusetts, around Cape Cod, down around Long Island, and down to the Cape May, New Jersey area. So that's where the winds are tonight. Now, cold in the south. We've got an area across I-10 where the temperatures are 32 degrees, and they go up to the south, and they go lower to the north, and that's just the way it is at the moment here, unfortunately. So I-10 all the way across from Jacksonville, where we've got a frost warning over towards Lake City, and then from Lake City all the way across to just north of New Orleans, Slidell tonight, by the way, temperature's going to be in the low 30s, if not upper 20s. So if it's that cold over in Louisiana, you know you've got cold temperatures. Up across I-20 in Louisiana, you've got a freeze warning up there, so keep that in mind. And, of course, it's a night where you want to put a log or two on the fire and make sure that you got your heat working. Hopefully you got heat. I mean, some of the people, Kyle, believe it or not, in the South, they don't have heat. Don't ask me why.
Wow.
All right. Well, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you Monday.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, and don't forget, folks, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Pull on in there, become a member of the Drivers Club, and get yourself some points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy in the store. And don't forget to get the Pilot or Flying J fuel card. The points will be loaded onto the fuel card for you. You'll know exactly what you got every time you pull in there. All righty, let's take the telephone now and join Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
We had a real terrible situation last night, and I just don't understand why this has to continue. But we had a shooting at a mall in North Carolina. Three people were shot. One of them was a 10-year-old child, and they did manage to catch the perpetrator.
It was it appears to be maybe gang-related. Two rival groups apparently knew each other. So that is the going theory on what happened. But we've had some other mall shootings. We had, I think, two other malls, Tacoma, Washington, and one other. So it's pretty awful.
And then we had something very odd in just north of Los Angeles. They had a Home Depot that was broken into. And all they stole was sledgehammers, crowbars, and some burglary tools, things you'd use for burglaries.
Well, look, these hits that are happening with these mall invasions, I would say, are obviously, if you look at them carefully and think of them, they're coordinated. So that means that they're communicating over some kind of app, social media app perhaps. Facebook, I would doubt. They're probably using some other app to do this.
Well, a messenger or something on the phone.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the one out in California, it appears that they only... There were like 80 or so involved, and they've arrested three was the last thing I heard.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think the ratio is very good on that one.
And Kyle did tell us that somewhere, might have been San Francisco, Union Square, they were going to put up barriers so the cars couldn't go in there, hoping they would keep the flash mobs away from the downtown area and the ritzy stores down there. All righty. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more right after the top of the hour news with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. This is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.